also delighted that he's being joined this afternoon by Peter Kennedy. Enjoy.
You pick a tune.
Okay. We'll start with a little, here's a little sing-along. Actually, was anybody here last night for Dr. House's set? He did a song called Let the Good Times Roll, and he had the audience sing the word Let the Good Times Roll. There's a number of songs called Let the Good Times Roll, so we're going to do one that Louis Jordan did way back when. So whenever I say, let the good times roll, just shout after me, let the good times roll. Let's try it right now. Let the good times roll! Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live the once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old, get together and let the good times roll. Hey, Mr. Landlord, lock the doors when the police come. Just tell them the joint is closed and let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Let's get together, let the good times roll. Let them roll on the guitar there, David. Cents more than we're gonna keep, so let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Okay, if you're young or old, get together, let the good times roll. 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 You know, there's a lot of ways to play the guitar. You can play it like this. You can do all kinds of weird stuff, but the greatest way of all to play the guitar is to make it sound like a singer. And to me, when I heard that solo that David played, I could hear Bessie Smith singing. Phrasing. just like Frank Sinatra. You sing a phrase and you take a breath and then you play another phrase. When I hear that kind of guitar playing, to me, that's beautiful. So please welcome to the stage, David Grumbel.
Actually, Bessie Smith is just about my favorite because she was so slow. And a contemporary reviewer wrote that he was at a Bessie Smith concert and he went into the men's room, and when he came out, she was still singing the same note. I like that. I like those slow tempos. Pete and I talked this over. We had a long conversation, must have been 15 seconds, right?
Yeah.
What we decided is we'd do a tune together, and then we'd each do one by ourselves. And I kind of need that right now, because it's kind of early for me to be playing music. I don't usually finish throwing up till about 6:30 or something. I'm sorry. I'll give one more shot. If I miss it this time, I'm not going to. Told me today, she said, "Homely, you waste your life away." She said, "It's bad how you spend your time, and you never make a dime." I said, "I'd like to sleep." This way, broke from day to day. I gotta stop this running around. I get a job and settle down. What I like to, love child to the wild, get drunk on Jack and Rose. I know this can't go on. I should be up at dawn. I get a job and do it right. I'll be in bed by 8 each night. But I, said, "Oh, you waste your life away." said it's bad how you spend your time. And you never an honest Roosevelt die. I said I like to sing in a, yeah, I don't like to, no, 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 make love to the wonder, the drunk on a bottle of booze. Much.
That was amazing. It's probably somebody was walking behind the tent while you were playing, and they thought, boy, that's two great guitar players in there. That sounded like the piano. Piano player is cheap because they had, you know, they play one part with this hand. We have to do it all. That's I heard Homer and Jethro one time, and Jethro just played a really hot solo, and Homer was just going. And Jethro says, Homer, I'm playing all this fancy stuff, and you just keep doing that over and over. And Homer says, well, Jethro, I reckon you're looking for something, and I found it. Well, back in 1926, George Gershwin picked up the newspaper, and he saw an advertisement for a show that was coming up at a place called Aeolian Hall. And the show was about 5 weeks. And the ad was taken out by Paul Whiteman, who was a top orchestra leader in New York, and he said, this will be the first concert ever of fusing modern jazz, this is 1926, modern jazz with classical music, presenting the premiere of the piece written by the great George Gershwin. And everyone in New York was astonished at this news, especially George Gershwin. Because that was the first time he heard about this concert, which was only 5 weeks away. It would have taken a genius to have written this groundbreaking piece in 5 weeks. And fortunately, he was a genius. And he wrote it for a grand piano and orchestra, so of course I'm going to try to play it just on the guitar. It's called The Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you.
do. I just won't do no more. Yeah, things I used to do. Send you on back home, baby. And I'm going back to my people, too. I'm going to put you on the old great dog, hear it sound. And I'm going back to my people, too. I may not have learned but a single thing in this life, and that is, just can't get along with you.
David Bromberg. Thank you. I'll do a little blues thing too. I think all guitarists revere Robert Johnson. Yeah, I think of as maybe one of the very first great singer-songwriters. I'm not really sure why solo blues guys are considered separate from the singer-songwriters, because he certainly wrote some of the best songs ever. And this is a little tune that he wrote. He wrote new words to an old song called I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Yeah. And he wrote this beautifully evocative lyric called Come On in My Kitchen, because it's going to be raining out tomorrow. Okay. Woman I love took from my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come on in my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors. The woman gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for a good friend, none can be found. So you better come on in my kitchen. Thank you.
kitchen. It's gonna be raining
David Bromberg.
During his lifetime, talking about Robert Johnson, he wasn't much of a success. He only had one tune that even resembled a hit, and it wasn't much of a hit. It was the Terraplane Blues, which was kind of one of those single entendre songs. And he was pretty obscure. Until John Hammond went looking for him to be in his concerts, the spirituals for Swing, and he died 6 months earlier. All those spooky songs weren't hits. They were great music, and today we appreciate them, but they were lost at the time. The guy who was the most popular blues player of his day in the 30s is practically forgotten today, but it was a guy named Leroy Carr. He was a piano player, and he worked with a guitar player named Scrapper Blackwell. And Scrapper outlived Leroy Carr and recorded an album in the 60s. And on the liner notes, he said that the lyrics to Leroy Carr's tunes were all written by his, Scrapper's, sister. Which I think is interesting, because I think they're the best lyrics in blues. So I'll play you one of my favorites. Could not go to sleep. was I laying my bed. I could not go to sleep. All was my heart in sorrow. And I've been so confused. Good people, lately I've been so worried. And I've been so confused. I guess that's the reason.
Of something I heard Les Paul say one time. He played a tune and W.C. Fields was there, and W.C. said, "My boy, you sound like an octopus."
And I look like one too.
Let's do a little Kansas City boogie thing here. E.C.
said flip, flop, and fly.
Great Pete Kennedy. Make me be know. Cause of him, you're sick of me hanging around now. But girl, there's something made me to be. Just about the break of day. You look all at the pillow where your baby used to be.
David Bromberg,
Pete Kennedy, an honor to share the stage with him.
Thank you so much. We love the guitar, that's how we're...
You're a fool for that. What a treat. Rhythm and Roots, where we make it happen.